Shiv, Chushva, Kahu, Rabunam, my brother in law. Bishif, like my brother mentioned, we have to believe he's with us. Rather, Bishif from him. His speeches was gewaldig. I don't want to disturb the people, to destroy what we got. I only want to make a chazura. I want to go over what we spoke here. Like he said, my brother and I, it's one thing. Everything, one thing. Eved Hashem. Ashliach of Hashem. Like the Gemara says, I know we've been a mess. Eila, the hood of Shemet. You don't mention the front of the mess, front of the nister. Mashveh. We have to say what he wants, we should say. He wants, we should go further, and like he made everything, what happened seems to be that this was his rutzen. Hashem gives the tzoyin arayv yasa. Hashem is doing the rutzen. He didn't want we should spend 7 days with crying. He made it a day before Pesach, for the Pesach, a few hours. Go, hallel, 7 days of hallel. Instead of 7 days crying, he gave us 7 days of hallel. Say hallel to Hashem, but this was this person. He worked with this thing, hallel. No, you have to know who you are. Who are you? This was always, came to problems of Shulam Bayis. It came problems of Nebuch of children. Bring problems to Nebuch children that are not in the right way. Always was one thing. Thank Hashem that you live, and where you are, Hashem, and where you are, Hashem wants you. And Hashem is waiting, you should be mamlech, you should make him for a king. One of the Rebbeim told me he had a student deep away. And had my father to come speak to him, to say something, to bring him. So my father told him, you have to know, you are a place that Hashem has only you there. You are such a place that no Eve is there. Only you are there, in this place where you are. And Hashem wants you, and Hashem put you there, because Hashem wants you to say, here in this place, I'm mamlech, I'm taking you for Hashem. I want to be your Eved, I want to be your servant, and I'm taking you to be my king. And this was the only word what helped him. He saw, wherever he is, Hashem is with him. Like one of the big Admoiren, told to ask my father-in-law, how come I'm speaking to my Hasidim, I'm speaking to my people, and after 15 minutes, everybody's sleeping. Here I hear that you're speaking an hour and a half, and everybody's up. How could you do it? Give me the material. How do you do such a thing, speaking to people, and they don't fall asleep, they're not sleeping. After I told my father, I told him, I'll tell you the difference. You're speaking how Hashem doesn't want, if the people doing a virus, doesn't want this, and doesn't want this. He's speaking negative, nobody wants to listen to negative, to sleep. I'm not speaking this, it's the opposite. Wow, Hashem wants you, wherever you are, Hashem wants you. Hashem is waiting for us. Hashem needs our chesed, oilam chesed debun. Hashem wants we should do chesed to be mamlech, I'm melech le'am. Hashem needs every yid, and every place where you are, Hashem wants. You live for Hashem, you do for Hashem, and everything what you have is for Hashem. And this gave koyach. How many sick people they knew there with the bad, with the worst case, they knew a week, two, three, this is it, crying, they didn't even move. He came to speak with them. He said, every second living is for Hashem, and every second you're living, you're doing a chesed, that you live for Hashem, you don't know what it means for Hashem. Was always quoting what he's from Mishnah Berira. I love what Mishnah Berira brings down. The look is, if you find a child in a city where the most of them are going, the city, the Rav or Hakim, Rav or Goyim, small part of them are Yidden, the look is, the child has a look like a Goy. Because we're going after Rav, we go after the most. So this child most probably comes from the majority, from the most, and this child has a look like a Goy. And it bring him out to your house. It's a Shabbos goy. You could tell him the chumet. Everything like a goy. A look is a goy. This is a look. Says the Mishnah B'riyah B'riyah look. But if in Shabbos a house will fall on this child, and he don't know if he's alive or not. The whole Klal Yisrael has to come and work all Shabbos to take out the Shaz. Because, but according to life, we don't go after Rav. According to life, we go also after the Mir, after the small, if the lesser also. Maybe he's a Yid. And because maybe he's a Yid, the whole Klal Yisrael has to go be Machal Shabbos, this child, from this whole thing what happened, because maybe 10%, 90% is a goy, because 90% of the place is going. 10% is a yid. So the look is a goy. But maybe 10%. Maybe he's a yid. You have to be Machal Shabbos. Not only one person, the whole Klal Yisrael. Maybe he's already not alive. Maybe he's even not there. You have to be Machal Shabbos because maybe he's there. Maybe you can make him alive. But after he did it, whole Klal Yisrael came Shabbos and they make Chil Shabbos and took him out, he's still a goy. He doesn't have to keep any Shabbos, doesn't have to keep anything. The Luch is a God. So you see from me, it's my father-in-law says, you see from this, life is even going to go. It's a Hashem. You have to take him out because maybe the Yid and life, it will live for Hashem. It will be a living Yid. Living a Yid is precious. Every second for Hashem, no way you are, which case you are. Even you can't do mitzvahs. He's not feeling good, he's sick, he can't do anything, living for Hashem. Doing for Hashem. And this was bringing out for everything. Living for Hashem, every child is chushev, he could do whatever he do, Hashem wants. Shviz Hashem next to him, his life was always looking, what was going to, he took always, like we said before, trying, what was Hashem want for me, and he's doing, he took everything on his achrayis, that he has to do, what he could do, he has to do. From small, when his sister has loyline polio, and his father had to go to America for healing his sister, the daughter. So he wasn't a steward, the mother, the family, poor, nothing. And his brother had to become a mitzvah. He was looking around to find a jacket, and it made it small. He took a jacket from his father, made it short, and made the whole bar mitzvah for his brother. The father's not here, he did it. He took on himself everything from small. He knew what I have to do. And then later, when they were in America, and his father was very poor, he came to Shidichim, he was helping with the money to help his father, even he didn't have. He took himself and said to the Chitin, don't speak with my father, I'll deal it with you, the money. He tried everything to do, and this brother more and more trying what could to do for Hashem, what could to do for Klal Yisrael, and this brought him in to be bigger and bigger and bigger, taking a chrayus, knowing in everything what he could do, he has to do. And one of the biggest things what we have to learn from is what is of the thing pushing off. You know, people that did half of them, I don't want to speak about this, is the nature. I'm also like this. The nature of a person is, if I get on a telephone, maybe you could help me, this and this, I need help. Call me tomorrow. I forgot. Tomorrow, tonight. The nature, I don't know why the nature is this, because this is the thought I'm feeling. But he wasn't such a thing tomorrow. But he didn't want to think, call me back. If a person wants something, right away. The minute he looks on the schedule, after 2 o'clock, after 3 o'clock, an hour and a half. It wasn't such a thing. Whenever I had a problem, I sent it to him. I knew by half an hour, they're meeting already. He could always say, wow, I'm so busy, wow. Maybe in a week, maybe 2 weeks. He could say such a thing like everybody's doing. Now, I don't want to speak bad. This is the nature of people. Tomorrow, after tomorrow, people take it busy. People are busy. And the first thing when somebody's asking, later. I even heard from Rosh Yeshiva. He told me, one of the things what he wants to know, if the thing is like a, people are calling him to ask him favors. Yes, but kich nefesh is important. How does he know if it's that important or not? He pushes off a day or two. He sees if the person will come back or not. If the person will come, it's not so important. People are sometimes testing, but he wasn't such a thing. If a person is calling me, it's for me. It's not such a thing. Tomorrow, later, call me back. I'll see nothing right away. I'm here. Come out. He was always ready. He was always ready for everybody. And Hashem gave him koyach. Hashem made his time should be huge. He had a richas yumim. He had richas yumim. Hashem made it. Chaval not 120. But his days was long. Avruam Asura the kind of Buba Yuma said the Zohar, full of that, the day was full. He wasn't such a thing, spending time, wasting of time, always ready for Klal Yisrael. For every telephone he picked up, wasn't such a thing, not picking up his phone, always, except was sleeping. But when he was up, it wasn't such a thing not to pick up a phone. And even when he gave a shir, he could have pushed, he should hear the speaking of a shir coming back. He was always ready. He was the Eved Hashem, ready for Klal Yisrael. Who needs me? I'm here. Hashem brought me on the world to work. Hashem brought me on the world to do. And he was doing. It is brought him. He saw the whole thing about Shiva went into this. He, like my brother saw about Russia. Square him, told him to go. He went. He was serious nervous. He didn't know what it was going to be. And then when it was a few years later, I get to send him. He also went. And before he went, he told me, you should know, I'm going to Russia now. I don't know what it's going to be. I will come back. I'm not what's going to be there. You should know, in that place, in the bedroom, you see our tzvua ready. If I'm not coming back, I wrote already a tzvua of what to do with my thing. He didn't know what's going to be. But he went. You know, he had the shlichus, what's going to be. I don't care. He went. He did what he could do. And speaking about the chshivas, what means to eat, spoke to everybody. Ayit came to me. Ayit from a neighbor, said, when my father came 60 years old, I was 40. And my father made for the family something in Nir Etzion. And it happened to be the Shabbos when there was a seminar in Nir Etzion. And they heard the story, what my father said, that was a seminar for the Shivas. And he brought somebody what said, I'm coming, but don't push me anything. Don't tell me what to do. I'm coming because you want us to come, but I'm not accepting anything. And Friday night, middle of the speaking about everything, speaking out, this person said, I want to go out now for a few minutes. I need a few minutes. So Moshe said, why do you want to go out? We're in middle of speaking now. He said, I don't want to make you bad feeling, but I have to go out. So my father said, what? So I said, I need a cigarette. I have to go out. I don't want to do it in front of you. I'll go out. So you know, everybody knows the story. So my father said, also Hashem gave him koiches in the minute to say, what would you do if Hashem is asking you a cigarette? Hashem doesn't have a cigarette. And asking you a cigarette, would you give it to Hashem? Oh, what? For sure, it would be such a thing. I would do such a thing. If Hashem doesn't have a cigarette, I would give him a cigarette. So my father said for this person, you should know, Hashem is waiting for the cigarette. He doesn't have you. You will not, if you're going to put away the cigarette because they want to please Hashem, you're giving a cigarette for Hashem. And this person, like this, became a bachiva. So this person told me, I heard this story. He said, I'm not smoking. I'm also smoking. My eyes. I'm 25 years after my marriage, when I was 40. Yes, I said 20, 20, 25, I don't remember exactly. I have always problems of Shemitah Sanai. I'll bring in B'nai Brak. He said, in the city of B'nai Brak, still, it's here problems of Shemitah Sanai. But I heard this story, I start thinking, I also give a secret for him. I close my eyes, I'm not looking. Another minute, I'm not looking. And this made me now a different person, a other person. That this woman, what he told him about the cigarette, gives the cigarette, I want to give him a cigarette. Every time I close my eyes, not to look, what I'm not allowed to look, to see if I'm nice, I'm giving a cigarette for Hashem. The same thing what he spoke to this person, far, far from Yiddishkeit, spoke to a person learning in Koyle 25 years after the marriage, this cigarette. Close the eyes, is a cigarette for Hashem. The same language my wife asked him once, how come you speak the same thing like we spoke once? He speaks the same thing for this. Emmas speaks to everybody. And this was it. He was Emmas. He wasn't such a thing, shake. He was always looking for the right thing. He was married a year or two. He heard the Sierra Village New Square and was there to be more Kaddisha. He left to Williamsburg and went to New Square to live there. Later, he felt it would be better for Monty. He went to Monty. He didn't care about himself. Moving wasn't easy for him with children, changing place. He looked for them, looked for the truth. He saw his brother in the morning with the truck taking around the milk, and he felt it's not right. His brother is a Tamchuk Messi, didn't learn. He took everything, he had to go into the learn Torah, and then it came out Chosh Mishpat, and the whole Chosh Mishpat in the world comes out from this. Seeing the truth, he couldn't take such a thing. See, a Tamchuk has to go and take milk to the doors from one door to another. Like he spoke about the seven, like shining jewelry. He looked the Emes. He was a person that took on himself to do He took himself that everything what's happening and everything what he sees belongs to him. Not what I care. Somebody else will give him. No, it belongs. What I see belongs to me. And this was his koyach. And this brought him to get where he got. And further and further, mitzvah, gereiris mitzvah. He started from Yigbucher, helping his mother with the bar mitzvah, after doing and helping his parents with the wedding. And this brought him further and further to get Prasha, the Spalchivas, Toyre, the Shenamtam. Whole thing with Shenamtam is always how to beat the Midrachumam. He had a Christ, he wants to see the world should beat the Midrachumam. He made such a thing that Bochum should make a beginning every end of this man, where they learn this man, and then to add, and to add. And now, we have now a beginning, now this man is man. Over million, half a million blood gemur was Nifcha. In a half a million blood to be tested means that every book has learned it at least 3-4 times, if not he can't make the test. That means a half a million blood learned 4 times, 2 million blood gemura was learned the Baruch Manam extra because he gets the test. He don't know what it means. And this thing, he held hold it till the last minute. And they said, Hashem doesn't want to take away. He was having people, rich people. He have here pure Torah. You could take it for pennies, $300,000 a year, and you have it. Nobody wants to take it. Hashem doesn't want to take it from me. This is my mitzvah. And he was trying and doing for it. Everything becomes Emes. Emes, and speaks to me. I'm a shliach of Hashem. I'm a servant of Hashem. And I have to do for Hashem. And this made it to get for me to get me further and further and further. And to be Mamlech Hashem's work on everything. And this was also 2 years. The last 2 years, Mamlech Hashem, be together with Hashem. Talk, what was Hashem? I'm ready for you. You want Shalit Matzah, Lit Matzah. You don't want Shalit Matzah, not Lit Matzah. I'm here for you to be serving you like you want. And this we have to learn. To help see what you could do. Don't push off. You push off, it gets weak. You know, you have time, you could help. If a telephone comes to you, it belongs to you. If someone's after you, go do it. Running, shear them from one place to another place. It didn't care to 100 people listening or 3. He said, even for 3. And it was never pushing up one for another. It was also one of the biggest things by him. If he made up a shear, and the shear was even for 5 people, and then he got a call for another one, no way, I have already a shear. And my wife told that here it was 500 people, here it was only 4. Don't push a yid. Don't push up a yid for yid. If Hashem gave me this, I'm not pushing up. It's also one of the biggest things. And then he saw big things from the 4 or 5 what he did. Have much more would he be there. He was a servant. I'm a servant of Hashem. It's not me. 500 people. Wow. Here's only 4 people. I don't care. I told him I'll come to them. I made up a time with them. A word is a word. You don't change. You have enough something to do. Wow. Bro, they're a big thing. Never push up one for a while. This is my shlichus. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing my shlich Hashem. The 4 children from Hashem is the same like 500. For me, it's no different. It was never still looking how many people is here. And the same thing was said. Only want to finish with one thing. He never prepared himself. Why didn't he prepare himself? Why didn't he come with a paper? He said, never come with a paper. He said, anyways, I prepare myself what to say. I never say what I wanted to say. Because the people are pulling out from me. When I'm coming to speak, the air tells me what to say. And I see it. Because usually I want to say one thing, and then they say something else. And then a person said, you just spoke to me and needed to hear, or here's what somebody else, this person had to hear. I don't know what I have to speak. I have no idea what comes to paper, because I'm already, I'll get to speak what I have to speak. And this was his way. I'm here to serve. I'm here to do. I'm not pushing off. Everybody's kushef. Everybody's mamlech Hashem. Every minute you do for Hashem. And this, we have to go further, like we spoke. We have to take the koyches from him and accept of it. Number one, to know. Shvi'is Hashem next to summit. Nothing is done without Hashem. And this is what Sega goes to by Shulam Bayit. If something is here, it's not she or he, it's Hashem. Look what Hashem wants of you. Look what Hashem wants when you're in this stage. Always look what Hashem wants. See what Hashem wants. And everything what you see, it belongs to you. And you have to deal it. And have to work with it. And so you have to be Mamlech, Hashem. In this case, what Hashem wants, Hashem Melech, Hashem Mulech, Hashem Yimlech. Everything is for Hashem. And try to not to push up. Take this thing, when he is asking, you're ready. Not tomorrow, an hour, 2 hours later, no. You have time, do it. And Hashem will give koyach, he's starting to be mekabel, he'll be a koyach, a big illinitials for him. We got to go in his way. And Baruch Hashem, he left us a svulim. We could learn and learn. A fight boy, and go deeper and deeper into learning. We see it has something with us. How more you learn, you get deeper into it. And this will be a big malik search for him. And stand in svulim. If somebody's learning the svulim, it makes him, gets him up. He's about to not a kufi toy. He was never a kufi toy. He was always trying to give back. Always with giving back for a person that's given. Avada will give us for also bad, will help us with what we need. And learning his Svudim will be a big nachasriyah. Accepting his middos will be a nachasriyah for him. And will give us back, Hashem should help. Like he was working, my kanoim with Mishamash, is still Mishamash us. He tries what he will try further to do for us. And Hashem shall help, should be a bimailis yosher. And to try to help us, who is learning and going in his way, fill up what we need. Hashem shall give us everybody what they need. Hashem shall give us gezin, nachas, panutza, shefa, with everything we need. And shall be already bil Hashem. Muv Hashem tibu kalkunem. And shall be ready. Mishif tekaim v'heri mani uman.
Thank you everyone for coming. And thank you all the family. Shall you bless, be good. Go to Chayil Chayim. There'll be a marav now if anyone would like to stay. Thank you.